What is subpeal transection?
This is a surgical technique used when the seizure focus is located in a critical area of the brain, like the primary motor or speech cortex, that we cannot safely remove. The surgeon makes small vertical cuts in the cortex to disconnect the horizontal spread of the seizure, while preserving the vertical functional pathways.
How does functional MRI, fMRI, assist in epilepsy surgery?
Functional MRI is a non-invasive way to map out critical areas like the motor cortex or language centers. By having the patient perform specific tasks during the scan, we can see which areas light up, helping the surgeon avoid those zones during a resection.
What is the success rate of hemispherectomy?
For carefully selected patients, often children with severe conditions like Rasmussen's encephalitis or large cortical malformations, the success rate is surprisingly high. About 70 to 80% of these patients can achieve seizure freedom, though it does come with permanent weakness on one side and a loss of peripheral vision.
What is the role of depth electrodes in surgical planning?
Depth electrodes are used during invasive EEG monitoring. They are placed directly into deep structures of the brain, like the hippocampus, to pinpoint exactly where a seizure starts when non-invasive tests like scalp EEG or MRI don't give us a clear enough answer.
Now, we address the critical intersection of clinical practice and public safety, specifically regarding driving and seizures. What are key challenges in current clinical practice regarding driving and seizures?
One of the biggest hurdles is that regulations vary so widely from place to place. Guidelines aren't always clear, which makes consistent documentation absolutely essential to help reduce potential liability for the clinician.
What factors are considered favorable or unfavorable for driving in patients with seizures?
We look for favorable signs like seizures that were clearly provoked by a one-time event, or those that only happen during sleep. On the other hand, factors like non-adherence to medication, substance use, known structural brain lesions, or a patient's unawareness that they are even having seizures are all major red flags.
What approaches are used to assess driving ability in neurologic patients?
It's a multi-layered approach. We use cognitive testing and driving simulators to get a baseline, but we also look at naturalistic driving data and official Department of Transportation records to see how they perform in the real world.